What kind of God do we have? In our lives, in this point in the world, in this day and age, this text that we just read seems a little out of whack, crazy and at odds with reality, upsetting, if not troublesome. I can't tell you the number of people who have approached me and said, we should just throw out the Old Testament, get rid of that part and only have the New Testament of the Bible. And I think it's because of texts like this one we just read. God has promised a son to Abraham and Sarah who were far too old to have a child. And God delivered. Isaac was born and his mother celebrated because she's the only one we hear in that part of the text speaking in the Bible. And then God asks Abraham to sacrifice his beloved miracle son. What kind of God do we have? And what kind of man is Abraham that he unflinchingly takes his son to the mountaintop and binds him as if there was not anything wrong with the situation? The kind of God we hope we know would abhor such abuse against a child, against anyone. The kind of God we hope we have in Christ Jesus values a child more than anything. And we're left with this text that sounds like if you question God's plan at all, you aren't a good person of faith. What kind of God do we have? Text and wonder what it is that this text tells us about God. What does it say that's helpful to us right now in our context? It helps for us to remember that at the time that this was written, it was a time when people worshipped many, many false gods that were not, of course, the true God that we know. And these gods needed to be made happy. And if the gods weren't happy, people thought it caused problems in their daily lives. So how do you make one of these many pagan gods happy? They would offer a sacrifice, often of a young child. This is so very opposed to all that we believe, all that I have been taught in my life about how centric our children are in our lives, that keeping them safe is just the base of what we do, not to mention how we try to keep them happy and fulfilled and thriving. I think that's why this text is so upsetting to us. We don't live in a time when people use sacrifice of young children as a way to save the crops or cause the storms to cease. In our time, it doesn't seem like God saved Isaac. It seems more like God was messing with Abraham. But at the time this story was written and told, it served to prove how very caring our God was. This story shows that our God would stop the sacrifice of a child. Our God would stop Abraham from the horrific act of the sacrifice of an innocent child. Our God provided the ram for Abraham, and out of gratitude, Abraham sacrifices that ram to God. What kind of God do we have? The gentle one in a world of ancient gods that demanded the blood of children. What kind of God do we have? One that is willing to let the world and its people make choices on its own. A God that is willing to have people make their own decisions that affect their own lives. A God that doesn't read minds or control our actions. If you look at chapter 22, in verse 12, God says, "Now I know that you fear the Lord your God." God is saying that he didn't know the choice that Abraham would make. God wonders rather than reaching in and running human lives like this great puppet master? What kind of God do we have? A God that enters into personal relationships with God's own chosen. At the time of Abraham in the Old Testament, God's chosen were only the people of Israel. But something has happened between then and now. Do you remember what it was? Jesus. That's always the Sunday school answer when we ask the question, Jesus. It's Jesus, of course. Jesus was born, crucified, died, risen again, so that we might have everlasting life and a connection to God through the Holy Spirit. No matter who we are, no matter what tribe we are from, what country or continent we live on, whatever gender we identify with, whomever we love, whatever race we are offered this connection to God by grace. Which is why it sometimes seems like the Old Testament is a little bit rough. But it's good to see where we've come from. And it's good to remember what kind of God we have. A God who can change their mind when it seems like things need changing. That's the kind of God we have. Kind, compassionate, willing to be influenced by creation, and loving. That is the God we have.